All right, joining us at this time, we have Wayne Weber, who is the superintendent of the Rosendale Brandon School District, or is it district administrator, Wayne?
Superintendent. I answer to either one, but okay. I call myself the superintendent.
Head honcho, would that one do? Or
I've been called a lot worse.
Oh, boy. Yeah. People are public figures. You never know. So, All right. Well, we just wanted to catch up with you because I know there's a lot of different things going on in the Rosendale Brandon School District and a lot of good stuff to talk about. Now, you were telling me it's music month. Well, I guess we're running out of month here, but it's music month.
Yeah. So we celebrate music year round here, but we had a series of concerts, elementary and had a Back to the Future theme, and then our middle and high schools, first time we've done a bandorama, because it worked out well. You know, we combined our middle school and high school facilities. So we had in our gym, we had our sixth grade band play, our seventh and eighth grade band, our high school band, we had a drum corps, our jazz band. So they each played some pieces on their own, each of those bands, and then they played together. And gym was packed. It was a great event. So we had a high school musical last weekend. That was a wonderful event. We celebrated strong in the month of March.
Was that the Back to the Future, I believe, or?
The elementary concert was a Back to the Future theme, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Even kids today are getting into that, I guess, so timeless.
Yep. It is timeless. It definitely is.
All right. Got some nice write-ups in the Ripon Commonwealth. Tell us about those.
Yeah, we recently had two articles. One was focused on the number of teachers, certified teachers that we have who are graduates of Laconia High School and then decided to return to teach. We've got just a hair over 25% of our teaching staff graduated from here, which is a source of great pride that you know, those individuals left, went to school somewhere, decided to come back and set up roots here and give back to the community that helped raise them. So pretty proud of that. And obviously, if we add in administrators and support staff, that's a lot more graduates that have returned. But that was a nice article featuring, I think, three of those individuals specifically. But it was, good to celebrate our people choosing to come back to us. So that was great. And then we had another article on dealing with the first, after the first semester of living in our new spaces with our combined elementary school and our combined middle school and high school and how that's going. And obviously there were and are kinks to work through, but oh my gosh, to have our students together, all of our elementary kiddos together, having our staff together so they can collaborate. It's just, from an efficiency standpoint, from a collaboration standpoint, it's wonderful. And then we are enjoying the heck out of our new spaces. I walk through the high school. The old high school is built in 1973, and we put so many windows in that section that we're lacking before. It's a brand new space. Even though it's a 1973 building, it's a brand new feel. And again, it's staff loving every second of it.
Okay. But the work's not done. I understand you have a committee put together to raise money for a new track.
Yeah, we haven't been able to use our track for a number of years, a lot of years. It has buckled. In my 20 plus years here, we've repaired it multiple times. It sits in a low spot. below a hill. There's drainage issues that we can patch the track, and then in a couple of years it buckles again in a different spot. So we have to spend a considerable amount of money to address the drainage itself, and then redo the track. Otherwise, we're just going to throw money after, you know, more money just temporarily fixing an issue. So that wasn't something that got support when we surveyed our community prior to our building referendum. Athletics wasn't something people were willing to back with referendum dollars. So we are, the board has given its approval to form an ad hoc committee to work on fundraising. And so right now we're accepting applications for anybody who's interested in serving on that committee to help come up with different ideas and how to solicit funds. The board has set aside some money for the project, but it's not nearly enough. We expect it's going to be north of $2 million that we'll need to complete the project. So we're going to hopefully have people who are good at soliciting funds, people are good at salesmanship, that will apply to be on that committee and steer the fundraising, and hopefully get our kids a useful track, some football lighting that actually lights up the field, some bleachers. Right now we rent bleachers every year for football games. So hopefully in the next couple of years we'll have a space there that will be reflective of the building space that we currently have.
So would the lighting be part of the track project too then?
It is, because when we do the drainage, we're going to run all the site utilities to take care of that too, so that we're, you know, digging up one time and getting everything laid in place that we need.
I kind of hate to ask, but would you consider naming rights?
Everything's on the table. You bet. Everything's on the table.
Do you have a policy for that?
We have a policy, and we have we've actually the Buildings and Grounds Committee has previewed some naming guidelines, some sponsorship guidelines, actually for all facilities, not just the football track area, but they've decided to hold off on putting those in place until after this project to see what develops during this project.
Well, you got some pretty proud alumni out there. I guess it's time to go a call-in. So,
yeah. Well, and we had a lot of area contractors working on this project for a couple of years. So hopefully we can leverage some of those past partnerships as well.
All right. Well, speaking of athleticism, I see that a couple of your football players have signed letters of intent. Play at Ripon and Oshkosh.
In Oshkosh, yeah, it's exciting for both those young men to take their talents to the next level. Ethan is a tremendous kicker and punter, best I've seen in my time here, and actually probably the best I've seen in my years in education. He's just a unique talent and. A lot self-driven, a lot of motivation, practicing on his own, long hours. And Jack, going to Oshkosh, Jack's just a tremendous athlete. He's just muscle on muscle, and a great kid as well as Ethan. So it's exciting to see them get to do something they love even after high school.
Well, it's too bad he's just starting in college, because the Packers could certainly use a place kicker. We know that. So.
seems like that's a repeating theme every year.
Yeah. Right. It's like we had so many for so long, and now we can't seem to get one that clicks. But anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you guys are on spring break next week.
We are, yes, yes. And I haven't checked the weather. I just heard when I was on hold with you that it's going to warm up this weekend. I hope that carries over into next week as well.
That'd be nice. Wayne, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Appreciate your time.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
That is Wayne Weber, who is the superintendent of the Rosendale-Brandon School District.